At Baron Funds, we are long-term investors in businesses we believe have open-ended growth opportunities and defensible niches. Our bottom-up research is independent and exhaustive. We buy growth companies using a value-oriented purchase discipline. Please visit our website at www.baronfunds.com.
Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. In December of 2008, Congress and President Bush enacted the Worker, Retiree, and Employer Recovery Act of 2008, nicknamed RERA. For those of us who advise individual investors and IRA owners, RERA contains one provision that significantly impacts our clients. The new law suspends minimum required distributions for the year 2009. The minimum distribution requirements simply do not apply for 2009. Let's look at exactly what has changed for our clients, what the planning implications are, and of course, what are the gray areas and unanswered questions. First, the suspension of required distributions, or RMDs, applies to everybody, employees, IRA owners, even beneficiaries. Unlike many tax breaks, this one is not limited to lower-income individuals or to people of a particular age or filing status. So regardless of your age, income, or marital status, you do not have to take any minimum required distribution from your IRA in 2009. The suspension of required distributions applies not only to IRAs, though. It applies to all defined contribution plans. A defined contribution plan is a plan where the participant has an account and his retirement benefit is simply whatever the value of that account is at any particular time. So the suspension of RMDs applies to 401k plans, profit-sharing plans, even 457 and 403b plans that are in the form of individual accounts. Let's say your client is age 78 this year. In 2008, he had to take his distribution from his IRA, and in 2010, he will again have to take a minimum distribution from his IRA, but he doesn't have to take any distribution from his IRA in 2009, or from his 401k plan either. Maybe you have another client who's taking annual distributions from an IRA she inherited from her father. She can just skip the required distribution for 2009. So those of us who make a living helping their clients comply with the minimum distribution rules, I guess we can just take a sabbatical this year. I'm going to be as lonely as the Maytag repairman. There is one kind of retirement plan for which the minimum distributions are not suspended, and that is the defined benefit plan. Under a defined benefit plan, the client does not have an account balance. Instead, she just receives a certain annuity payment at regular intervals. Those annuity payments cannot be suspended under RERA, so a defined benefit plan is not going to stop sending the monthly payments just because of this new law. One of the gray areas is what effect RERA has on an IRA that has been annuitized. You can use your IRA to buy an immediate annuity inside the IRA and convert your account balance basically into an annuity payout. When an IRA is annuitized in that fashion, it now becomes subject to the defined benefit minimum distribution rules, which probably means that an IRA that's been annuitized cannot suspend minimum distributions for the year 2009. But we will need to wait for IRS clarification on that. It's not clear at this point. Let's look at how RERA affects beneficiaries. If the beneficiary is taking minimum distributions using the life expectancy payout method, she just skips the 2009 distribution. In 2010, she picks up again as if nothing had happened and takes the 2010 distribution that year. One thing that's a little unclear is, what if 2009 was going to be the final year of the life expectancy payout? Probably what's going to happen is that final year just gets shifted into 2010, so she'll have to take the 100% final distribution of the account in 2010 that she would have had to take in 2009. But again, we're hoping to hear from the IRS on this subject. In some cases, we don't have a life expectancy payout. We have the 5-year rule applying to certain inherited IRAs and plans. RERA does have a specific provision dealing with that. Basically, when a participant's death occurred in the years 2004 through 2009, for those cases, the 5-year rule becomes the 6-year rule. So, for example, they just get an extra year added on to the 5 years. So the beneficiary of a decedent who died in, let's say, 2006, under the 5-year rule, he would have had to withdraw everything from the plan sometime between the date of death and December 31, 2011. Under RERA, he can now extend that payout period to December 31, 2012. That's how it affects the 5-year rule. I mean, the 6-year rule. Here's something very important for all beneficiaries. RERA cancels the minimum distribution for 2009, yes, but it does not, as far as we know, extend any of the other post-death deadlines that apply to beneficiaries under the minimum distribution rules. So, for example, multiple beneficiaries who inherited an inherited IRA and they need to divide that account up into separate inherited IRAs, so each beneficiary can use his or her own life expectancy to measure required distributions. As far as we know, they still must do that by the end of the year after the year of death, even if that's in 2009. So they don't have to take a distribution for 2009, but other post-death deadlines still apply. Similarly, for IRA owners and participants, RERA does not eliminate the necessity of naming a beneficiary for every account they have and otherwise doing wise estate and distribution planning in 2009, just like any other year. So maybe I won't be the Maytag repairman after all. Let's look at how the RMD suspension affects particular clients. For the client who still has to take distributions from his IRA because he needs the money to live on, RERA is not going to make much difference. That client will just continue taking the distributions and paying income tax on them as usual. The client who will benefit most is the client who does not need distributions to pay living expenses. These wealthier individuals can skip taking their RMDs for the year 2009 and allow tax-deferred accumulation to continue for those dollars. So this law change probably mainly benefits wealthier individuals. But remember, just because someone doesn't have to take a distribution does not mean that he shouldn't take a distribution. Clients who are overweighted in retirement plans and/or facing higher tax brackets in future years should be considering taking distributions in 2009, even if they're not required. Here's a gray area. How does RERA affect a participant who turned age 70 and a half in 2008? That person had a required distribution last year, but they had the option to defer it until April 1 of 2009. Can that person now just skip the whole thing because in 2009 there's no distributions required? It seems that Congress did not intend that. It looks like what they intended was that if you turned 70 and a half in 2008, you still must take your 2008 required distribution sometime before April 1, 2009, even though theoretically there are no required distributions in 2009. Hopefully the IRS will make a pronouncement that will clarify that soon. A similar problem faces those who turn 70 and a half in 2009 itself. We know they don't have to take anything out in 2009, but remember, if you turn 70 and a half in 2009, the deadline for your first distribution is actually April 1, 2010, and the distribution rules will be applying again once we hit 2010. So is that person going to then get stuck taking a distribution for 2009, even though everybody else didn't have to? Again, it seems that's not how it's supposed to work, and we're going to assume that people who turned 70 and a half in 2009 don't have to take that 09 distribution either in 09 or by April 1st, 2010, but like I say, the IRS has got some homework to do here in terms of clarifying these things. Here's one more beneficial effect of RERA, our final point here. It actually makes rollovers and Roth conversions easier in 2009. Participants will not have to deal with the usual rule that you cannot roll over a minimum required distribution. All distributions are going to be not required distributions, so they will be eligible for rollover, and they will be eligible for Roth conversion if the participant qualifies. And similarly, if in a normal year a participant wants to be eligible to do a Roth IRA conversion, would have to fight the fact that minimum required distributions from his 401k plan could push his income up and maybe even make him ineligible to do a Roth IRA conversion because his income would go over $100,000. But this year, there won't be any minimum required distribution from a 401k plan, so that will help some people keep their income low enough to be eligible to do Roth conversions in 2009 that they otherwise couldn't have done. So, in summary, the suspension of required distribution is good news for most individuals. It's neutral news for some individuals. It's not bad news for anybody, except, of course, IRA providers, plan administrators, and software vendors and writers. Those guys must be scrambling to adjust their computer programs to this one-year hiatus in minimum required distributions. But as a Maytag repairman, I'm not very sympathetic to their problems. For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.
At Barron Funds, we are long-term investors in businesses we believe have open-ended growth opportunities and defensible niches. Our bottom-up research is independent and exhaustive. We buy growth companies using a value-oriented purchase discipline. Please visit our website at www.barronfunds.com.